I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
And welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And I hope that you've been trying out some of the recipes and enjoying some of the information. You know, we'd really like people to give us a call, send us an email. You have Facebook, you have blog. If there's something that they would like us to talk about, we'd like to know.
Oh, exactly. That we're always welcome to different subject ideas and really any kind of comments, compliments, how can we improve? That is what we're all about, because we want to bring to you the most encouraging recipes and information so that you feel comfortable working in the kitchen, but you also feel comfortable working with your children in the kitchen.
And today, I debated and debated. I wanted to do something with pork. Right now, pork is pretty inexpensive. Pork is one of my favorite meats.
Me too.
And it's pretty easy to cook. You have lots of choices. And so I thought, it's time to turn on the oven and maybe do a pork loin roast. And you know what? You could do that for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to wait until then, but that would be a nice offering for your Thanksgiving meal and easy to do. So I want to talk about a pork loin roast. But we have to have a little twist. You know, I'm not Miss Nene, but this time I think we're going to Miss Nene the pork roast.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's go for it.
Because we're going to use a lot of different spices. And that may be something different. It sort of almost gives it a bit of a sweet, not like sugary, but it's more sweet than savory.
Okay.
But it still has some savory. And it's called a Moroccan spiced pork loin. And in this recipe, which actually came from a book called The Grass-Fed Gourmet Cookbook, they serve it with a pear raisin chutney.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, compliment.
You're making your mouth water a little bit. And so the Moroccan spice mix is used both on the pork, you just got as a rub, and also is used as the flavoring in the pear raisin chutney.
Well, what is this Moroccan spice mix?
Well, some of your favorites. It includes nutmeg.
Oh, yes.
That's a fall kind of thing, isn't it? Salt and pepper. Ginger, and here's one that you may not use all the time, or people may not have it in their cupboard, mace.
Okay.
One of your all-time favorites, cinnamon.
Yes, I love cinnamon.
And allspice.
Okay.
So think about, most of those are ones that you would use in baked goods, the ginger, the cinnamon, the allspice. But were you adding salt and pepper?
And yes, and the mace, would that give it a little more kick?
A little, yes, yes. But not strong. It's just making it in that mix another flavor. And what you can do, and I have done in the past, is to like double the recipe for the spice rub, and then I have it ready to use, because you could use it in other kinds of baking. You could use it for other kinds of chutneys or salsa, fruit salses, and so on. It would be good. So it's good to have on hand.
I wonder how it would be with other meats, with beef and poultry.
I'm not so sure about beef, but I think it would be great on poultry. But you give it a try, you know. That's what you do. You give things a try, right? That's a part of your inspiration. So come back to pork, but in the pear raisin chutney, of course, there are raisins and a little bit of garlic, some honey, vinegar. And, of course, the basis of it, pears. And that's something you could make up ahead of time. Both of these things, both the rub and the chutney, you could make up and have that on hand. And, of course, the chutney goes in the refrigerator. The spice rub should be in an airtight container. And like most spices, should be stored not in the light.
Yes, and not next to the oven.
And not next to And do you ever look at those kitchen plans where the cupboard with the spices are right now? Don't do that.
On the pears, does it use fresh pears or canned pears?
It uses fresh pears. I think you probably could use the canned, but I think the fresh gives it just a little more body.
Sure.
But quick, good question. Perhaps you could cook up all of it except the pears and put them in as the last minute. They're already pre-cooked. So that would be something to try, because they're, of course, more available, something you could keep on your shelf. So a couple of things about pork. This recipe calls for a 3 to 4 pound pork tenderloin. And
so that would serve about 8 people?
Yes. Yeah, depending on your size, serving 6 to 8 people. And It's so easy to do, but you do put the rub on overnight. It's good, you know, that you want those flavors to kind of get into the meat. But then when you roast it, because that rub is on top, it gets a little, like, crusty. It's really pretty, and yeah.
So, and I bet the aroma is fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Baking. Oh, my goodness, yes. If you want to get your taste buds going, for sure, you could do that. Now, pork, you know, we used to be concerned about trichinosis. Mm-hmm. We're not so concerned about that anymore, but you do want to thoroughly cook it. Now, thoroughly doesn't mean like we used to cook it till it was so dried out. It was kind of like cardboard, you know, to like 185 degrees.
Very unpalatable.
No. And the best way to test doneness is with a thermometer. So around about 150 to 165 is sufficient to get the meat done. And if there was any trichinosis, that would take care of it. And so
will the meat still be pink?
It could be. It kind of depends on, I found a little bit on the size and just probably the meat itself. So it could be a little bit. And there's going to be some juices usually when you cut it.
Sure.
So don't worry about that. Get that thermometer out, and between 150 and 165 will be plenty done. Now, it doesn't take very long. And of course, you roast it at about, 325 or 350, you know, some recipes will tell you 325, some 350. This particular one says 325. And how long does it take? Now we're talking about 3 to 4 pounds, 1 to 1.5 hours.
Okay.
So that's pretty speedy, you know, but.
And you just have to plan ahead accordingly.
Right, right. But you have it all ready to go. You've got the rub on it, and then you put it in your pan, put it in the oven, and it is ready to go. And, of course, you just like other meat, you want to take it out when it's done and let it stand for just a little bit. It kind of helps absorb the juices so you don't lose all of those when you cut it.
Well, one of my favorite meals to plan is an oven meal. And this would be a great opportunity with that length of baking time and that temperature to not only have the meat in the oven, but to put in a pasta or a potato dish or a vegetable dish and let that all bake at the same time.
And it's all ready when it comes out. Isn't that great? Great, great planning. So when you are, perhaps you want to buy some extra pork. If you don't have that access to pork from your family, you may, when the price is a little lower, want to buy some extra pork. Pork should be kept in the freezer no longer than 6 months. That's a little shorter than beef, but for the best flavor. And I find with bacon and sausage, probably even a little bit shorter time to have the best flavor. It will still be safe if it's, I don't know, 3 years, but it won't taste so good.
Sure.
So for the best flavor, probably no longer than 6 months. And after it's cooked, if you have some leftovers, of course, they go in the fridge. Have it in a bag, something that's, you know, so it's not exposed to the air. And also, that should be used within probably 3 days.
Okay. Think about combining that with some cranberry sauce. If you did use it as your Thanksgiving meal, there were leftovers. Oh, that would be wonderful, a sandwich with that cranberry on top of it.
So the pork is to me a wonderful, has wonderful kinds of opportunities. And I really debated when we were going to talk about pork of which recipe to choose because I have done
some good ones.
Yes. And I just mentioned, and if somebody would want this recipe, we could give that to them. One for a pork chop that is cooked after it's brown, is cooked in an oven at 450 degrees, which is sort of opposite of what we said. Most meats, you say you want a slower oven. But with this thick pork chop, and get it browned ahead and put in the oven at 450. Again, kind of last minute. This isn't like the pork roast that you can kind of get out there and get other things done. It's kind of a last minute thing. But it's in the oven only like 8 minutes.
Well, it reminds me of more restaurant style cooking where it's browned and then put into a hot oven and comes out just marvelously prepared with the correct temperature and the succulence that you would expect to find in a great piece of pork.
Okay, so we, of course, will have this on our website, and we go to KJN.com.
You betcha, and click on Programs. Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVonne and Miss Nini for this wonderful Moroccan special pork loin with pear raisin chutney. I think you will truly enjoy that recipe, whether it's for your family or for a crowd. Remember now, go make some family fun in the kitchen.